This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know how I've been saying since this pandemic started that it's exposing some of the troubling underlying realities of this economy? Some of them big, like inequality and racism. Some of them a little bit less big, supply chain problems and the like. Same thing is happening elsewhere in the world, in China for sure. Shops and businesses, most of them anyway, are open. And the talk is turning to practicalities, like getting paid. And as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports now from Shanghai, that is not a new problem over there.
At a Starbucks in Shanghai, Wang Xiaojian is on the phone. He runs a company that supplies pumps and pipes to food and pharmaceutical factories. Since the coronavirus outbreak, he chases clients to pay overdue bills once a week.
About a third of my clients don't pay on time. That was true even before the pandemic hit. Some won't transfer the money unless I remind them.
So far, he says, he's only had one client default on payment. He took the firm to court and won, but still hasn't seen the money he's owed. For him, it's all about what the Chinese call guanxi, personal trust and connections.
That's how you do business in China. We operate on mutual trust. Contracts are useless. The courts can't do much for us either.
He says he can't be too picky about clients. Business hasn't been as good in the downturn of the past few years. There's too much competition and less easy credit. Zhang Baoguo owns a fabric trading company in eastern Zhejiang province.
In 2014, payments would arrive 1 month after we delivered. That became 45 days, then 3 months. Now payments take 6 months or longer.
And that's risky for businesses. If a client delays payment for more than 6 months, there's an 80% chance he won't pay, says Asia economist Carlos Casanova with the credit insurance firm Coface.
When you already have accumulated a payment delay, and this accounts for a large proportion of your annual turnover, 10%, then you are in a situation where if there's an exogenous shock like COVID-19, you might stumble into cash flow difficulties.
Out of some 1,000 companies he surveyed in China last year, 66% said their clients delayed payments. He expects the situation will be worse this year.
2020 is probably going to be the most challenging year for Chinese companies ever, with growth expected to drop, according to our forecasts, to 1% in 2020. That is quite unprecedented.
The COVID-19 crisis has wiped out overseas orders for fabric trader Zhang Baoguo. But, he says, he has some domestic orders that should keep him afloat. He admits, though, he has a lot more time to go fishing these days. Back at Starbucks, factory equipment supplier Wang Xiaojian says he's more proactive about chasing debt nowadays, but he doesn't push too hard.
Chinese people care a lot about relationships. If I chase my clients too aggressively, it might hurt their self-esteem. They'll say, "I never said I won't pay you."
He says find an excuse. A good time to chase debts in China is the end of the lunar year when businesses need to close their books. The practice is so common that before the Lunar New Year back in January and days before the pandemic shut down much of China's economy, you could hear on public transport people chasing debt or, like this businessman, being asked to pay up.
You need to send me an invoice. You only sent me a picture of your bank card. How do I know how much money I owe you?
Humor can help too. Businessman Zhang Peng, who sells lights, posted a video on Douyin, the Chinese version of TikTok.
Dear clients, owe me money.
He points the camera to a bowl of rice topped with Lao Ganma chili sauce.
Take a look at this. Without money, I can only afford Lao Ganma chili sauce on my rice.
Please, he says, send your payment to me as soon as you can. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.